Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. And an auditory welcome to those on Facebook or on Zoom. Good morning. Today brings bold announcements. Certainly, the faithful remain aware that this celebration centers on a birth, and yet scripture announcements of salvation and restoration and victory remind all who hear that this birth is both ordinary and extraordinary at the same time. The baby Jesus embodies the fullness of God's promises, even as he lives the truth of infant vulnerability, weakness, and apparent poverty. Last night, the church heard and honored the truth that this Jesus was born not in halls of religious or political authority and power. The announcement of this birth did not come to kings and priests. Rather, the birth was in the city of David, Bethlehem, a small town, really. The announcement was in the hills to the shepherds. And yet, the church simultaneously lifts up Isaiah's proclamation that a people under oppression and subjugation will know victory, restoration, and life. The psalmist proclaims victory by the right hand and holy arm of God. These attest to the victory of an anticipated warrior God. The Lord has done marvelous things, we hear. In the birth of the Christ child, the world is forever changed. The letter to the Hebrews reminds us all who hear that long ago God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son, whom God appointed heir of all things, through whom God also created the worlds. This statement of faith reminds the faithful that in this person, Jesus, the Messiah, promises come to fulfillment. Of course, all this happens in the reality both then and now, that life is difficult, Then and today, humanity lives in near constant war. Life involves violence on so many levels. Children on playgrounds and in middle school learn the tools of killing one another with a word, insults and unkindness wielded by people of all ages threaten to cut others down. Too often the world cheers and applauds these shows of force. Others live with the reality that God's advent in Jesus does not eliminate the truth of disease and death. Whether in mind, body, or spirit, many struggle to trust that indeed God accompanies all who call on the Lord's name. Declarations of victory certainly appear premature. Grief squeezes hope and promise. Where is God in all this? So many ask this question. Surely this cannot represent God's best. Sometimes, though, the expectation becomes so specific and absolute that people fail to recognize when expectation is fulfilled. The beauty of John's poetic prologue to the Good News traces Jesus to that moment before and beyond creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. These lofty words remind all who hear that this one whom we celebrate as an infant today has a story that expands beyond the bounds of time, creation, history. This word becomes flesh and lives among us. This promise feels, well, kind of small. Eugene Peterson paraphrases it like this in The Message. The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory in our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, father, like son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. Now is the time to watch anew for ways that God has moved into the neighborhood. Attend to how God presents self in the people who are easy to love, and perhaps especially in those who are kind of difficult to love. This moment of incarnation, God taking on flesh and blood, the Word becoming flesh and blood, refocuses humanity on a new way of that God chooses relationship with all creation. The Word become flesh and blood feels human pain and sorrow and sadness and depression and violence and conflict. This Word become flesh experience also the passion of love, of kindness, of joy, of elation. This Word become flesh restores life in ways both subtle and obvious. This Word become flesh enacts a new world order, even as the powers of this world continue to rebel. But for the faithful who have watched and waited and anticipated this moment. This is precisely the new, the now and not yet of God's reign. This life affords ample opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the truth of God's light revealed in glory through this child born of Mary to show forth God's love for all the world.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.